Pinu Yud Zayin talks about the story of Marta Bas Baitus. Marta Bas Baitus. She was tied to the tail of a horse, and the horse began to run, and that's how she was killed. Tortured. Vatikasharna Lasusim Porchin. Being tied to racing horses. Nakina talks about atrocious deaths. Im tevashelna rachmani yosi aldehen, hamedudim tefachim tefachim. Compassionate women cooking their own children. Once preciously measured tefach by tefach. You know how you have a child's growth chart? And the parent takes such great pride as the child grows from, you know, this high to this high to this high. And each doctor's appointment, oh, how much did you grow this year? And those same children, formerly Nashim Rachmanios, their mothers who were so compassionate, starving, cooking their own children. This is a reference to Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara in Yuma tells of a woman who measured her child every day and would give a gold coin to the Beis HaMikdash for each tefach that he grew. And ultimately she killed her own child and ate him. That's not normal. Even in the worst of circumstances. You know, if someone were to pose the question, how hungry do you have to be to kill your own child and eat them? The answer is, there is no answer. You die before you kill your own child and eat them. That doesn't happen. Normal people don't do that. And again, maybe the Kina is highlighting not only what our enemies did to us, but what our enemies made us become. That we would do something like this. How disgusting, how awful. We were either delirious or had been so influenced for rishos, had so lost our compass of morality, our intuition to want to protect our children and want to help them at all costs. To get in the way of any sort of damage. And this came from our enemies. Imti tzavarna, imti kana. They wanted to kill children much more than they wanted to kill adults. Because when you kill the children, it's not only the people that are dying, but the adults die inside also. Because it's such an unnatural thing to lose their children. If you ever go to any Holocaust museums, Yad Vashem, or in Washington, anywhere, really, you try to contemplate what it meant to lose all these children. Should be a reminder to us what a special zechus it is to have children. What a special privilege it is. And how we have to do whatever we can to protect them physically, spiritually. I mentioned last night the story, I don't know how many people were here when I said it. I don't remember at what point in the night I said it. The story that my chavrusa told me, Rabbi Razner told me, of his father, Dr. Razner, Fred Razner. About 10 years ago, he got a phone call from, 12 years ago maybe, got a phone call from a woman, or an email from a woman, who said, are you the same Freddie Rosner that was in an orphanage during the Holocaust? Long story short, I'm not going to go through the whole story. But this woman, essentially, when Fred Rosner was 3 years old and was in a British orphanage with his older brother, and all the other kids in the orphanage were much older than him, they needed someone to take care of this three-year-old. This woman was a teenager who was hired to take care of him. How did he end up in a British orphanage? The way so many, all the other children there ended up there. Their parents sent them on a train, knowing that they will never see their children again. They said goodbye to them, knowing that they will never ever see them again. Because that's what we do. We try to protect our children, even if it's ripping our own hearts out. That's what a Jewish parent does. I often tell the story Rabbi Lau writes in his biography of when he said goodbye to his parents, where his mother realized that if he goes with her, he's going to die, but if he goes with his brother, he has a chance to survive. And he ran toward his mother, and his mother picked him up and threw him toward his brother. And he was thinking, how could she do this to me? How could she leave me? How could she throw me away like that? And she was saving him. Because that's what Nashim Rachmanios do. I'm sure she would have enjoyed the extra couple of hours before her own death to spend with her child. That her last moment with her child shouldn't be a kid screaming at her, how come you hate me? How come you're doing this to me? That's what Nashim Rachmanios do. They protect their children. This kina is about the degeneration of our entire psyche, our entire way of life. The Jewish people are always concerned about the next generation. V'limadtem es b'neichem. We build our whole lives around the next generation. Our greatest nachas comes not from our professional accomplishments, not from our personal accomplishments, people get jealous of anybody except for their children and their talmidim, hareim kibanim, because that's the greatest nachas. That's what we want to see. And when we lose that, it's the definition of churban. Im tochal na nashim pirya malvei tipuchim alvei liim tivashal na rachmani yos yadayin amadudim tivachim tivachim.